This audio is brought to you by MuslimCentral.com.
Continue tomorrow and come attend tomorrow as well. And in terms of question answers, inshallah, we'll do the question answers tomorrow, not today. So it's good to complete the whole course, the workshop, and then at the end, if you have any questions. So tomorrow, inshallah, we'll have at least like half an hour. Or the last session after the break, from 11:15, 11 to 12, we can do a whole dedicated question answer session. So any questions you have relating to the topic today, just write them down, keep them safe, and then inshallah tomorrow we will conduct a question and answer session bi-idhnillahi ta'ala. Okay, next point, next discussion. Very important. This is actually very, very important. Some factors that cause breakdown of marriage. I've listed 10 here, potentially 11, 12, which I have in my phone somewhere here. There's also benefit in here, right? So let's see, inshallah. There's 10 here. Some factors that cause breakdown of marriages or causes problems in marriages. These are some of the things that I personally feel, based on love, these are really like strong factors in the breakdown of marriages. Things that cause problems within marriage, marital conflicts, etc. Number one, it's a very fundamental point and very simple point, which is basically, I've titled it, Men Are From Mars, Women Are From Venus. There's a whole book, as you know, titled Men Are From Mars, Women Are From Venus. Anyone read that book? You should read that book. This is also an Islamic concept. How many times people say, when they are married, me and my wife are two very different people. Me and my husband, we're completely different. We just are different people. Of course you are different. You're a woman and he's a man. Of course you're different. You didn't marry another woman, did you? No. You married a man. So of course it's going to be different. Men and women are mentally, psychologically, physically, emotionally, two different types of people. Not just men and women. Each human being is different from another human being. This is why the greatest mujahada is marriage, is because you have to live with, share with, have children with, and share all aspects of your life with somebody who is completely different, because every human being is different. Not just men and women are different. Men are different to other men and women are different to other women. We all look differently. Any two people who look identical here? Stand up? No. Even twins, still, they're not like absolutely identical. Even our fingerprints, that's why Allah created everyone differently. Fingerprints are different. We are all different. And there's two hadiths I want to mention here. The first hadith is talking about general differences between every human being. And then the second one will be talking about the male, female. So every human being is different. One man is different from another man. Regarding that, there's a hadith in Sunan al-Tirmidhi where Allah's Messenger sallallahu alayhi wa sallam, he said, Al-Muslimu alladhi yukhalitu al-nas wa yasbir ala adahum khayrun min al-Muslimi alladhi la yukhalitu al-nas wa la yasbir ala adahum. A believer, a Muslim, man or woman, who interacts, intermingles, mixes in with other people, and therefore, because of this interaction, has to exercise patience and suffering.